Hey, everybody. We're recording.
Hi.
Hi. We're all here.
It's Grindr High.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Grindr High. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Speaking of Grindr, I have a crime story to tell you all.
Really?
This happened in Great Britain. It's happening right now, as a matter of fact. It's breaking news. Should we play the big fatty breaking news music?
Yes.
Police shut down street in hunt for man's missing penis.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
What does that mean?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2085 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 20th of January, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a couple of voice letters, and Big Fatty, there was an assload of things in the Villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty? Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty going old school. No, I'm not going old school. I'm your Glovies today, y'all, because, y'all, it's cold. It is cold. Yes, Big Fatty, put on your gloves. Y'all, it's just my I'm sitting here right now. Big Fatty, you vulgar. I'm sitting here on my hands. Big Fatty, we don't need a one-person puppet show. No, I'm not doing that. Y'all, my fingers are cold. Big Fatty's because you're so cheap, you turn the heat off during the day while you're gone. Well, you know, that's the nice thing about the Nest thermostat is, y'all, if you're away from home, you can say, hurry, my partner's away from home. And, y'all, it won't come on. And, y'all, then by the time I was leaving the coal mine on Tuesday, y'all, it had dropped down to, I think, 58 degrees inside the villa. And, y'all, I said, okay, Brick Friday's on his way home. Turn on the heat. And, y'all, it's been running. But, y'all, I'm a little nipply. I'm a little nipply right now, but y'all, I got on my union suit. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear everything you got on your union suit and your bedroom shoes now, and a smile. Big Fatty, why are you smiling while sitting on your hands?
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Alan Rickman is dead. D-E-A-D. Alan Rickman, famous star of Harry Potter, don't think he was ever in anything else, is dead. I saw it on Instagram. This is Scotty, a little Aussie battler. Enter me into the death competition! So sad.
Oh, yeah, yes! Y'all, that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, but I think you've had a kerfuffle, and and you're a little confused, Big Fatty, I believe you have reached the wrong number. Please try the number again, or ask your operator for assistance. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. It's Drusilla. Guess where I'm calling from?
A phone?
My new house.
Oh!
Yes, I earned it by watching you.
Oh!
I was jealous because you bought a house, and, you know, I always heard that I couldn't buy a house.
Oh!
And then I was able to buy a house, so now I have a house.
Oh!
So,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
have a lovely day. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. And y'all, that is the one and only Drusilla Blomey. And y'all, first of all, Drusilla, thank you so much for the call, and congratulations to you on the new villa. Is just well, you'll have to tell us if it's a villa or a urine soaked deer urine protected mansion, or if it's a manum. Perhaps it's like Faye Manor, be Eddie. Drusilla, you're just gonna have to call back and give us a few more details. But this is wonderful. It is just wonderful. You know, Big Fatty, has been living here in the villa since April the 13th of 2015, which was we're over 9 months here in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, about 9 months and a week. It's true, and so I know how exciting it is for you. I also, however, know that move is a 4-letter word, and I hope that your move went well. Big Fatty, you're not talking about bowel movement. But it's a 4-letter word too. Y'all, by the way, y'all, do you listen to the old stink pot? Toppy Smelly, y'all. He wants to hear, but he wants you to record out your back door. Big Fatty, don't tell Granny that. He'll get a diarrhea call. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 20th of June, 2016, Big Fatty, it's 2016, 2015, it's every year if it's a birthday, that's true. Y'all, it's a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is a celebration of exiting the birth canal for, y'all, you know her from the Lotzel and the... The kvetching, what is it? Carmel. Is it Carmel? Yeah, I think that's what it is. Big Fatty, you should make notes. But y'all, it is the one and only Brenda Boo out there in the Washington state. Yes, Big Fatty, and she's also on that Tanopa. Potato Patata. Big Fatty, she's on a lot of little shows, it's true. And so y'all, if you see Brenda Boo on the 20 or the Face Space, Big Fatty, I'm sure they will. Wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she enjoys a big old piece of Kvetching Carmel cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
It's January Content Contest Month. It's January Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and don't call the BFO line, but do if you want to. But mail something in for Gus Chad's new contest. It's January Content Contest Month. Mail some shit in.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Y'all, that, of course, is Digger. Digger, thank you so much for the crooning. Lovely, as always, to hear your voice. Y'all, you know, I said on yesterday's little show, I was having my mail held. It still sounds vulgar. But y'all, it has been delivered. And y'all, I have got entries here into the Gus Chad January content contest. Y'all, by the way, if you need to know the rules, you have to mail something to the Fat Villa here. If you need the address, I'm happy to provide it for you. And then on the 29th, Big Fatty is going to draw a name, and they're going to win the prize that is sitting right here. I haven't opened the prize, so I don't know what it is. But anyway, but y'all, let me just count how many I got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, y'all, there's 17 things, 17 things here for me to read, so y'all, let's just get right to it. Yes, we're ready. Gus Chad, I think that's pretty darn good. Y'all, the first is, it's a postcard, and it is, it's a kitty. It's Picasso, Fanny, that's silly. And y'all, it's from Miss Bacon. And it says, poodle. And it's a big fanny. It's for me. Okay. You read it then. Yes, big fanny. A poodle and squeaky kitty. This reminds me of Ed Chan. And now I am not even sure if that's right. Smiley face. Ed is the one in the future. Or is it in the past. Hot bacon. Big fatty. Oh, big fatty. We're going to go over here and look at the pretty kitty. Oh, look at this. Kitty. All right, y'all go over there and look at the cat. Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the cat. It's lovely. Lovely for you to, Miss Bacon. It's kind of nice to enter a content contest that you're not running in it. Yes, Miss Bacon. Y'all, our next can. Y'all, it's from Miss Bacon also. And y'all, it's a picture of Picasso. Big Betty, I'm sensing a theme. And this Picasso is carrying a pizza pie. It says, poodle and squeaky kitty. Big Betty, that's for me too. Okay, well, here, let me read it to you. Okay. poodle and squeaky kitty. This one reminds me of our trip to the Chicago's. Tom and Terry of the Chicago's took us to two amazing restaurants that forever changed the way Sydney sees food, the Italian restaurant specifically. But the steakhouse was the real winner. Big Betty, do they have a chicken dinner there? I don't know if they did or not. Ask TNT about cream coon next time. Big Betty, it's Mother Nature's GPS. What more do you need to know? Oh, well, anyway, okay, y'all go over there and like, oh, Big Betty, look, it's a pizza pie. Oh, you can see. All right, But Miss Bacon, thank you for the two Picasso. Y'all, I failed to mention that the first one was the Picasso carrying the stick across their back with two buckets full of stuff with a Ching Chong hat on its head. Y'all, our next kid is not from Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Betty, it is from it's from Northern Mexico. It is from the Ottawa, Canada. And it says, Harbor, the capital of Northern Mexico, prepares to stockpile Crisco paper towels and vodka and Tanqueray for the Northern Mexicans should the ruination ticket win the U.S. election. Should the ruination ticket win the U.S. elections? Robin, Robin, y'all, you know the ruination ticket is me and the old gal. Yo, yo, yo. Yes, Big Betty, and you never did reveal to us who was number two. Big Betty, I can't believe I said that. That's just vulgar. Y'all, I just want to go over a couple of things. Y'all, there was a new update to the iRoad. And y'all, so that's been updating while I've been recording the little show. But y'all, I got some e-letters over here I wanted to go and mention to you. Y'all, let's just see here. Y'all, the my straight boyfriend, sent me an e-letter. It says, "Brother, not sure if you are interested, but I listen to a non-commercial radio station that has about 30 different little shows of various music that rotates. One show that I'm posting here plays Carolina beach music. Who the fuck knew there was a Carolina beach music scene? Anyways, not sure if you like or know any of these. Then again, they could be old favorites. I have no idea. Have a listen if you are bored and see. It sounds like you're on a hot streak. Good for ya. Catch ya. The show is called Shaggin' the Night Away. Yes, Big Betty, Shaggin' the Night Away. Now, y'all, in some cultures, the word shaggin', Big Betty, don't, is it vulgar? Yes, it's vulgar. It means a fucking Big Betty. Anyway, y'all, I'll put a link to this in today's show notes so y'all can see what my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, is listening to. Now, y'all, you know, Gus Chad, Scotty had sent an entry in, you know, via voice letter, and I said that I was going to leave it up to Gus Chad for the January content contest, and I was going to leave it up to Gus Chad to determine if Scotty's entries were allowed or not. And I've got it here. It says, "Here's my official ruling on Scotty's entry. No one can call Foul Monkey, F-O-W-L, since it is the year of the F-O-W-L monkey. It has to be snail mail mailed to the BFO. But the exchange rate on the prize makes it an even bigger prize, I believe, for the Mexican people. In June, I have a contest plan that will be a much bigger prize and make it easier for the Mexicans to enter. Love hearing from everyone who's entered." And y'all, Scotty, you're shit out of luck. But you still got time. You've got until the 29th to get your entries in for the little contest, the January content contest. Y'all had a couple of things from Paul the Kitten Whisperer. What y'all, one of them was about the BEAR naked chef. And y'all, it's evidently on the YouTube, and he says it's season 1, episode 1, and he's cooking chicken cacciatore. Big Fatty, I wonder if that young man is gonna be fine being cacciatore'd and everything. No, I'm not sure it's human chicken. I think it's like fowl. Oh, like the monkeys? Well, sure. So, y'all, you might want to go over and check out the BEAR Naked Chef on the YouTubes and see him make some chicken cacciatore. Big Fatty, it's in HD. I mean, we'll get to see everything. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, I got to tell you, Tuesday in the coal mine just drug on and on. Y'all, that's what happens when you got a four-day work week. And you say, Big Fatty, it's almost like you didn't sleep. I said, y'all, I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, we glad to clean up where you pooped the bed. No, I did not poop the bed. I just slept really well. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotsel and, Brenda Boo, what did you think of all the shenanigans going on today?
What does that mean?
Oh, it just means he slept like a baby. Make him think that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.